Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Friday, March 5th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. The road to peace is long in the Democratic Republic of Congo. A special conference serves as a catalyst for Great Commission vision, and the gospel will be shared with Mexico's poorest in 2004. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Tribal fighters in the northeast have agreed to demobilize their fighters and give up their weapons. This follows a rough transition from wartime to peace for thousands of soldiers. A similar transition is taking place in Congo's churches. Baptist World Aid's Paul Montacute explains his observations from a recent visit.
Somebody who is a child soldier needs so much from us, as well as the gospel of Jesus Christ. People who are hungry, people who have been abused in all kinds of ways, need a great deal of help. And so it was encouraging to see the way the churches and the church leaders were reaching out to people.
Montacute says Christian leaders were warned that the price of peace in Africa will be high.
The price of war was high, but the price of peace is going to be high as well, because there's a lot of uncertainty which has got to be resolved there. And that is obviously going to take time, and there's going to be a lot of effort and energy put to bringing about peace in that country.
Meanwhile, just about everyone is predicting a landslide victory for Russian President Vladimir Putin in the March 14th elections. However, many Christian organizations are concerned the country may be heading back to its old ways. Russian Ministry's Sergei Rakuba.
The concern is that, unfortunately, he does not have any competitors in this election because, you know, he showed some signs of a dictatorial leadership. We have concern about evangelical groups and democracy and then the free choice of religion and faith in Russia.
Rakuba says Russian Ministries is preparing for any possible interference of religious freedom.
We're trying to mobilize young leaders who would be trained to take the baton and lead the emerging Russian evangelical church further, to encourage it to be more effective in reaching out to the young generation.
Pray for their 25 regional training centers that they'll be effective in this quest. You're listening to Mission Network News. We have an update on a story that aired Wednesday. Bible Mission International says their children's ministry program in Kazakhstan is again in jeopardy. BMI's Mark Remchesel says the charges and rulings had been thrown out of court. However, that situation has changed as the defense attorney in the case filed a protest. He's demanding a retrial. Now the case goes to the state court for consideration. Pray that God will intervene in the process so ministry can continue. Next, it's a catalyst for vision of the Great Commission. In a nutshell, that's the goal of Missions Fest Southern California, a free regional missions conference slated for November 12th through the 14th this year. Hugo Ministries' Wayne Freeland is among the exhibitors. He sees the value of the church-sponsored gathering, saying,
most people in the local church, especially in cultures like Southern California, are so busy with so many things, they really do not realize how much God is accomplishing around the world through various mission programs.
Freeland says its threefold purpose is to inform, celebrate, and challenge believers into action.
God has equipped each of us individually and uniquely for some area of ministry, and that particular gift set can be used to encourage and effectively enhance the ministry of some mission agency around the world.
And one of the poorest areas of Mexico will be getting the gospel message. Audio Scripture Ministries will be sending a missionary to work with the rural people of Oaxaca, Mexico. His work will include helping others to provide non-print media and sharing the gospel to non-readers. Those working with this poor group of people are hoping relationships can be developed and lives be changed after hearing and understanding the gospel message. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It not only features information on the persecuted church, but also gives you the information you need to help suffering believers. That's VOM's Persecuted Church newsletter at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.